Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sandy Kipper is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Sandy's a new friend. He's the founder of C2FO, which is the world's market for working capital. He's the chairman of the board there and the CEO. And he's also the chairman of the board of the Collectors Fund, which is a private equity fund. And I've asked Sandy to join us to talk to us about some of the things that are going on out there that are impacting the way you collect your money. You get your money back from your customers, especially your big customers. Sandy Kipper, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's good to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. I want to thank you and congratulate you on the work you're doing, because what you're doing with your company, C2FO, is really needed. You come from the banking side of the business. I come from the other side of the desk side of the business. But both of us in our careers have seen how, as the economy has changed, especially, and I've seen this, is the shift has happened, in my opinion, the shift has just dramatically changed to be disadvantageous to small businesses since 2008 in collecting their money from their big customers. What do you think?
I think that's a very fair statement. I think what happened in 08 and 09 is the failure, the legacies of those failures across all businesses in the business spectrum caused people to be more fearful. Those that then had cash began to hold on to that longer. You saw longer payment terms happening. You saw what's not unnatural in human behavior is reaction, fear-based reaction, where people who had held on to what they had and people who didn't have had even less. So we continue to suffer the scars of that great recession. It is a great business.
I agree with you about 2008. I'm even going to give you 2009.
Yeah, I agree.
But you and I both know by 2010, the big companies were already doing okay. And they'd already discovered that they laid off more people than they needed to. But we're not going to gig them for that, because everybody did that when they thought they didn't. None of us knew what was going to happen. But Sandy, by 2010, big companies were riding their ships. Small business owners were still hurting big time. And those companies started tightening down in order to preserve their cash, in order to drive their bottom line. They started picking on small business owners, and I consider it to be abuse, Sandy, in the poor way that they were paying their small business vendors, their supply chain vendors, and they stretched them out. And one of the reasons I know this, Sandy, is because I've been one of these people, meaning it's taken me 4, 5, even 6 months to get my money out of big companies.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're right on. And while we can debate how long this should continue to be the process, this slowing of the payment cycle, I will point out that there are a number of large corporations at the same time who understand the pain and suffering that's going on in business and have embraced C2FO or other ways to accelerate cash flow for their supply.
Or they just have better values and they're doing the right thing. I know those people too. I'm doing business with companies like that. I've got one customer that you know, we put an invoice in on email. We email them an invoice, and almost the next day we get a check. I mean, some companies, and I don't think it has anything to do with their systems. I think it has to do with their values, Sandy.
I think that's right, and I think it's also a recognition that the supply chain itself is very much part of their own corporation. If you have a weak supply chain, if you're starving your supply chain for financial capital, that in some way, almost inevitably, is going to come back and hurt you at the top of the supply chain. So providing good capital to your suppliers is just good business.
Well, here's the thing about the position I've been taking. And Sandy, my audience knows that, you know, this you and I talking about this is another chapter in my long fight and yours too about this with standing up for small businesses. But I never bring a problem without bringing a solution. And what I've done along these lines since I've been working on this particular issue is talking to big companies about how to get good PR about this. It can't. You and I both know that if they paid, if these big companies paid their suppliers, their small business suppliers, within 30 days, the float wouldn't make them that much money. They could turn that loose, and then they could talk about how great they are at paying their vendors. And look at the PR they'd get with their end user customer.
I think you're right. I think there's also the darker side of that, which is at some point in time, consumers of the products from those large corporations may begin to deselect those products if they understand, right, for example, what the pain and suffering may be in the supply chain. So you've got self-interest, yep, which is a great motivator. Get those large corporations thinking holistically about their supply chain. You've got, right, the positive PR you just brought up, and you also have the potential for negative PR if and when people become aware of what's happening in supply chain because of slow payments. So last year, actually just this last quarter, we passed in our market for our buyers and suppliers over 100 million days of early payment to suppliers.
Wow.
Just this year, we'll do another 100 million days of early payment to suppliers.
Wow.
So there are, it's not our money. That's coming from, right, the large buyers in our ecosystem. So there's plenty of people out there very aware of the difficulties the suppliers in the supply chain face, small businesses in particular face, and lots of large corporations taking active steps to address it. So we see a movement in this good direction, Jim. We just have to continue to marshal the forces for the good side.
Well, and you're doing it where the rubber meets the road. You're really doing a great job out there of providing a service that's mechanically, isn't it? It's mechanically and technically turning this thing around. And what I'm trying to do is get the message out, in my way to point this out, and maybe a little more vociferously, which I can do, which I have the ability as a small business advocate. I have the ability and the inclination to do, but the thing is, we've got to make sure that these big companies, here's the bottom line as we go to a break, folks, we've got to make sure that the big companies believe that paying their small vendors on time is not only the right thing to do, it's good business. Sandy, I need your website, please.
www.c2fo.com.
C2fo.com. Folks, check it out. I think you'll find it interesting. We're going to take a quick break and come right back after these messages with Sandy Kemper. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.